2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and happy Thursday to you. It is my distinct pleasure to spend the next hour with you on Contact Talk Radio. I'm Suze Casey and we're flipping the switch today on just kind of moving through when all that stuff starts coming towards you. And you know, I've been hearing this from a lot of people. It's like when I say, how are you doing? And they say, there's just a lot of stuff coming. It's all good, but there's just a lot of stuff. We're in the year of the horse, folks, and that means things gallop into our lives. And so as we get into this latter part of the year, we're in the final quarter now, and it's just like a racehorse on a racetrack. Boy, it just speeds up. It is just going for it. So if you're finding that things are coming at you rapidly, that could just be why. I'm really excited today. I have a guest. I'll be introducing her in just a moment, but we're going to be talking about how when things shift, when you weren't quite expecting them to, and how you can navigate that using belief repatterning. We'd love to hear from you, and so you may want to jot this number down if you've got questions or comments. You can call in today on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. That's a toll-free number, and we'd love to hear from you. And I just caught the preamble into my show where they were saying, when you're downloading and you've listened to a show, or if you're currently listening, do leave a comment. Do let me know what you're interested in. I'd love to hear from you. When they say the host would love to hear from you, I'm just going to underline that and put it in 40-point flashing bold. I would love to hear from you. It's great to receive the feedback. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you find helpful. And if there's things that aren't helpful that you think I can grow from, I'd love to hear that too. So do weigh in. Let us know what you're thinking. Today we're talking about how to kind of navigate when there's a lot of things going on. And so today's topic is, ouch, that hurts my eyes. So I wanted to just let you know about what I was thinking about here. Often what's stopping us in our tracks is the bright light of our dreams and desires. It's not always our fears. Sometimes it's the bright light of our dreams and desires. And so learning to step courageously forward into what we want and raising our vibration to believe we're worthy of receiving it is the goal of personal development. So let's all stop trying to fix what we perceive to be wrong and simply move toward the bright light that is our future. And so that's what we're talking about today. And I hope that just really rings a bell for some of you. It sure did for Jennifer, who sent a note saying, thank you so much for sharing this perfect timing and exactly what I needed to hear as I go through some issues that had me stuck in fear. Sending my love and gratitude towards you and your purpose. And sending it right back to you, Jennifer. As we each step into our light, the world becomes a brighter place. Teresa also sent a note and said, thanks so much. What I really needed to hear in this time of transition. And so what they're both responding to is the musings that I sent out where I expanded on this topic a little bit, this ouch, that hurts my eyes. Here's what happened this week for me. Pulling out of my parking spot at the pool this morning, my eyes were blasted by the intense sunrise low on the horizon. I couldn't see much of anything, but I kept moving forward slowly, knowing that soon things would become clear. As my car crawled forward, the angle of the sunlight and my perspective shifted, and immediately everything came into focus. I realized as I drove home that often we stop when we can't see where we are going. It's not wise to continue at full speed when your vision's not clear, but to stop completely creates that stuck experience. And there's been times in my life when the future was so bright, it stalled me out. And I've seen it happen to wonderful people around me. Amazing opportunities, wonderful possibilities, and a flow of abundance is right in front of them, but they are immobilized by not being able to see clearly. It's usually one of two things making them stuck, either the fear of the unknown or a feeling that they're not quite good enough to claim all of that light. We're going to be doing a repatterning around claiming that light in a little bit. But before we do that, I would like to introduce you to a wonderful gal by the name of Sue Jamieson. And Sue lives and works out of her home in Ohio. She is an intuitive life and soul coach. And I met Sue through, I guess, my work on, was it on CTR or when I was with Hay House Radio? I don't remember how long ago it was, Sue.
When you were with Hay House.
Okay, and so here we are a couple of years later down the road, and a wonderful connection with Sue Jamieson. You invited me to be part of a show that you do on a weekly show with Stephanie Van Hoos called Journey of the Soul, and we did some work on that. And maybe you want to just fill people in a little bit on sort of what's happened in your world as you've integrated the belief repatterning into that intuitive life and soul coaching work that you do.
Well, it's really been amazing. I have gone through many changes in my life. And after starting to work with you in the belief repatterning, everything became very peaceful and very calm. And it was like no matter what I seemed to bump up against, it didn't rattle my cage. I would feel the emotions and move through them, but it wasn't like I held on to them as playing the victim role.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. And so you're in the middle of a big transition now.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it, though. Most people would be in a panic state, but I just kind of went, something better is coming, and I know it. And I was laid off from my job that I had for 5 years. And so I'm unemployed at this moment, and I am taking this time. I was fortunate and given a severance package, and I'm taking the time now to manifest what I want in my next position or in my coaching practice. I'm working on it from both sides. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really hearing is that you're really, you know, yes, getting laid off is a bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah, it is.
And you could, with every right, go spinning into that downward spiral, like, what am I going to do? All that fear stuff. But what I'm hearing is that you're using it as a time, you're gifting it to yourself to really explore what it is that you truly want.
Absolutely. And I'm also taking the time to be more loving towards myself. I'm focusing on moving my body more, and I don't like to call it exercise. So I like to do body movement, and I'm walking, and I'm embracing that part of it. And I'm also focusing on better nutrition for me. So it's all about taking care of me.
Nice. Well, and one of the things that I think is really interesting, and you shared it with me, and I hope that you'll share it with our listeners, because I think it's so telling. That what was your first thought when you were waking up for the last while before you got the notice?
Oh, it was like, oh, I really don't want to get out of bed. I'm tired. I want to stay here. I don't want to get up.
So it's almost as if you manifested.
I'm sure I manifested this. I am so sure of it.
I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but I know that that's the side that you're coming from. And you know, sometimes we use the law of attraction to beat up ourselves. You know, oh, God, I didn't – how did I manifest this? But when we look back, we go, oh, I guess I did put my order in.
I did. And, you know, I would sit there and go, oh, I don't really want to get up, but I'm so blessed to have this job and this income. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it was counterproductive on both sides. And but I then, when this happened, you know, I kind of went through the whole emotions of total panic to, you know, I have to trust. I know that the universe supports me, and I am just going to trust that this is going to be something even better for me.
Nice. So, you know, what one of the things that we talked about the first time you let me know that this, like, shortly after this happened, was I suggested that you do up a chart. And maybe can you describe that activity a little bit and talk a bit about how it supported you?
Okay. Well, I created a chart of the things that I liked about my job and the things that I didn't like about the job that I currently used to that I had. And I took the things that I didn't like and I made them positive statements. So one of the things that I shared with you today was this getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going, oh, I really don't want to get up and go, you know. And I took that to, I wake up excited and enthusiastic about my entire day.
Nice. And so you moved it over the line.
Yeah, I moved it over the line. And then I had things on that were already on the positive side, you know, that I would be value added to the company and the projects that I work on and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then when we were talking today, we kind of took it one step further and said, really, the project you're working on is...
It's me.
Yeah. Nice. And so how do you be value added to yourself? And how do you, you know, implement some of those things on the upside of the line in this time of transition?
Yeah. And so I was looking at, I took things as my value added to myself were taking the walks that I'm doing these days and the nutrition, eating healthier, getting the rest that I need, being relaxed and focused.
Nice. Nice. And all of those things are going to then raise your vibration. And whatever comes will be at that higher vibration.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So have you had any experience like the one I talked about coming out of the pool and having that light so bright in front of you with so many possibilities and so many options?
Yeah, well, I would say that this opportunity that I'm currently going through has been one of those where at first it was really bright because it was like, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm not, you know, do I want to go back into the corporate world? Do I want to expand my practice so that that supports me? It wasn't which direction. And I've been taking steps in both sides mm-hmm. and moving forward with that. So,
You know, just as you're saying this, one of the people that I studied with when I lived in Australia 15 years ago, nearly, was a man by the name of Patrick Potter. His father's name was Harry, but he was Patrick Potter. And he talked about, and he was a real rough and tumble guy from the like outback kind of truck driver kind of guy. You know, sort of you had 100 people in the room and you lined them up as to sort of, you know, by visual, who would be most likely to be an enlightened soul and who would be least likely. He'd be at the latter end. But fortunately, I don't judge books by their covers. And I learned amazing things from this man. And one of the things that he talked about, he was really good at putting things into just a really practical perspective. And I'm going to tell the story and ask in advance for listeners' permission to not be upset about it because it does require the use of a word that, I mean, I can use the word manure, but really the word that I'm going to use is much more effective in the story. So he said that, you know, if you have, you know, a small pen and you're in that small pen, you'll be up to your eyes in shit. But if you make the pen, you know, more than just a stall, you make it be a pen, you're still going to be kind of chest deep in shit, but at least you can see. But then if you expand and take that into the whole barnyard, you know, you can put the pile of shit over to the side and kind of move around and pretend it doesn't exist. But if you really expand yourself and you take that pile of shit and you put it all over the pastures, all of a sudden it becomes fertilizer and you can grow anything you want. And he told that story as a, you know, if you're feeling like you can't see, if you're stuck, just expanding the vision, expanding the perspective will allow you to then use whatever's happening for your advantage. And that's really what happened when I was driving my car as well. If I had stayed where I was, I mean, ultimately the sun would have moved and I would have been able to see, but that would have taken longer than me just moving forward in the direction I knew I wanted to go, and perspective changed and all of a sudden the vision opened up. And so, you know, it's not that maybe necessarily which direction you want to go. I mean, you're creating SueJamieson.com. I mean, I know you have a website, but I mean, you're doing the entity of SueJamieson.com, really.
Yes. Yes. And I'm looking at the bigger picture of that. You know, when I was working, I stayed pretty focused on working just one-on-one or small groups of teachings. But now I'm expanding what that vision is and taking the time for that. So
That's great. So maybe can you explain a little bit, you know, intuitive life and soul coaching, what kinds of things do you love doing?
Well, I love working with people one-on-one or teaching in groups of people to help them navigate through this life that we're given, and to, instead of coming from the fear side, to come from the side of the positive, that this is here for a reason, and to see that. And I have this gift of being able to look at it from a bigger objective picture and to say, well, what if this was the possibility of what you're really, you know, why you're experiencing this? And they kind of go, oh, well, that's different. I never thought of that. You know, and when you get those oh moments, it's kind of like, yes, I got it. And the soul coaching is something that I've been working on this past year. I'm working with James Twyman in his Soul Manifestation Academy. It's a 2-year master's program. And this is just a really deep connection to your soul, and to bring that to people and to hold that space when others aren't there.
Nice. So I can see how that's really fitting in with the repatterning work that we've been doing and that you've been embracing as well. Like, it just, you know, people so often say to me, should I do belief repatterning or should I do X, Y, and Z, you know, should I do Twyman's work or should I do repatterning? I say, do both, because repatterning really is just helping your mind process the information.
Absolutely. And I think it also, it helps me to stay on the positive side of things.
Nice. Well, I always like to do, as you know, because I know you listen into the shows occasionally, I always like to do a repatterning before we go to a break. And what I'd like to do is do a quick repatterning now. And I'm going to do the one that I put out in the newsletter today. And we'll do that as a group repatterning. And then when we come back, happily take calls from any of the listeners who would like some support, either from Sue or from myself or from both of us. Interestingly enough, about, I'm going to say a month ago, it might be more like 2 months ago, I think it was towards the end of September, I was on a local television show with an intuitive here in Calgary, and she took calls, and it was interesting because she would do her, you know, kind of take on it. And then I would do some repatterning to reinforce it. And the combination was really, really lovely. And so I'm thinking that there may be some people that are listening that would like to have, you know, the combination of your skill set and my skill set. And then we can entertain that this afternoon. How does that sound to you, Sue?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. So let's just, before we do that though, I like to get this repatterning statements in because it's so interesting. I find that, well, you and I had a conversation about the ones today.
Yes, when I was reading them, and actually I wasn't reading them, I was saying them out loud. And when I got to the part about the deserving and worthy, I started crying. So it really moved me deeply.
And it was the kind of, what I always, when people cry, I say, are they the kind of winding down into it kind of tears, or the releasing, moving through, cleansing kind of tears? And I'm thinking, by the way you said it, was the door number 2 kind of tears.
Absolutely.
Great. So, you know, I love when I hear that kind of feedback, because I sit here and I write these and I get into a mindset and I do, okay, what do people need to hear? What can I, and they just kind of fall out. You know? And I just send them out and believe that they're going to hit something. And it was really interesting because that deserving and worthy part was an afterthought.
Well, it hit my home.
I'm so glad you'll notice when we get there, there's 2 surrender statements. There's 2 I am statements. And it was, I did the one and then I walked away from it. And I always do that. I write it and then I let it sit for a bit and I go back and I read it, you know, sometimes 10 minutes later, sometimes an hour or 2 later, and then just feel into it and see how it sits. And it was like, I came back to it and I went, no, it needs another statement there. And so I added it in. So when you told me today, I was like, oh, I am so glad I followed my intuition on that. So I'm going to say them, and if you want to, you can repeat them after me and say them with me the second time, Sue, or, you know, listeners can do it. However, Sue, you chime in wherever you want to. All right?
Okay.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to wait until I can see clearly before I move forward. So we'll go ahead.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to wait until I can see clearly before I move forward.
Great. Breathe it in and let it go. So listeners, you can go along as Sue is saying it, unless you've got them. If you've got your newsletter in front of you, just take a look and do them along with me and with Sue. You'll get the double whammy. It's great. I give myself permission to move in the direction of my dreams, however slowly, until the perspective shifts and I can see clearly.
I give myself permission to move in the direction of my dreams, however slowly, until the perspective shifts and I can see clearly.
Good job. Breathe it in and let it go. I can wait for the light to move, or I can move toward it purposefully. It's my choice.
I can wait for the light to move, or I can move forward toward it purposely. It's my choice.
I'm free to move toward the light purposefully.
I'm free to move toward the light purposely.
Expanding my feelings of worthiness.
Expanding my feelings of worthiness.
In order to accept all of the good that is there and waiting for me.
In order to accept all of the good that is there waiting for me.
Breathe it in. Well, that was nice. I like that. Your inner coach was like, yeah, baby. That's nice. I split these ones up because I knew, because that one hit you, I thought, let's just do them a little bit more slowly. And so when people are listening, you can break them up and do it in parts. You know, don't feel like you have to do it all in one go. There's no wrong way of doing this as long as you're shifting your energy up. So let's go into the affirmation ones. And of course, that's where you have to give a specific example. And so I'll say it with some, you know, examples that I gave in today's newsletter, but you're free to put in your own example, Sue, and people who are listening, that it's going to be more powerful if you put in your example than my example, because your monkey's going to get really confused. Okay. If you use my example. I stepped through the fear and claimed my light when I entered into my partnership, made that extra call to a prospective client, and spoke my truth. And now I would even say made that extra call to the client and put in their name, you know, when I'm doing it myself, or spoke my truth when I was in conversation with. I would make it as specific as I can. So I stepped through the fear and claimed my light when
I stepped through the fear and claimed my light when I did a phone interview this past week and just used my intuition for the responses.
Breathe that in. Can I get you to say it again and take the just out?
Okay.
I stepped through the fear
and claimed my light when I did an interview using my intuitive responses.
Breathe that out. Can you feel the difference?
Yes.
I'm sure everybody could hear the difference. It's those funny little words that we put in, like just or maybe or sort of or gonna. It's like, whoa.
It's very limiting.
Mm-hmm. It qualifies it somehow and like dumbs it down a bit. And I'm, you know, people say, why do I do that? And I have no idea why we do it. And I don't mean to be the, you know, language police here, but you can really feel the difference.
Yeah.
I am moving toward the light.
I am moving toward the light.
I am deserving and worthy of all the good.
I am deserving and worthy of all the good.
Breathe that in. Thanks so much for playing that one with me. Any feedback from the monkey?
Well, I always get a yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
And the worthy part seems to have really been jumping out today. So,
mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I would encourage listeners to do when we're on this break is, it's not that you don't think that you're worthy. This is an opportunity to deepen that worthiness. I mean, obviously you think you're worthy. You get up and you feed yourself, you know. If you didn't think you were worthy, you would like lie in bed and die of starvation. So there is some worthiness every one of us has. You know, you think that you're worthy enough to put clothing on before you go outside. You know, you think that you're worthy enough to have a friendship. You think that you're worthy enough to, you know, buy that new outfit for whatever it is. We all have some feelings of worthiness, and we can expand them. And for some reason, when we're little and we get taught to not be too big for our britches, we put that into our worthiness file folder, which is not actually where it belongs. The not too big for your britches file folder is that, you know, arrogance piece. Being worthy is just about allowing things. And so one of the things that I would encourage you to think about is, I'm looking out my window at the big trees outside, and they don't sit and wonder if they're worthy of the rain that comes. They're not sitting there going, oh, you know, you take all the sunshine. I'm not worthy of this sunshine. I'm just going to back out here. They just accept it. And so what kind of things are coming into your life that you've been maybe doing that little kind of dodge on, that little backup thing, that little, I'm not sure I'm worthy of this abundance of rain or abundance of sunshine or whatever it is, because even the rain will nurture your roots. So we're going to be back in about 2 minutes, and Sue and I are going to continue our chat. And if you'd like to call in and join our conversation, you would be so welcome to. We're on 877-230-3062. It's a toll-free line, and not only is it a free phone call, but anyone calling in, I'll give you a seat in our upcoming January version of Flipping the Switch. It's an evening seminar over 3 nights, and we'll talk about that a bit more when we come back. This is Suze Casey. You're listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR Network. We'll be back in 2.
Learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on SuzeCasey.com. That's SuzeCasey.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm joined today by my guest, Sue Jamison, Susan Jamison. Do you prefer Sue or Susan?
Sue, actually. Susan was when I was in trouble with my mother.
Isn't that interesting? That's why I prefer Suze. And it was interesting because my name officially was Susan, and I always felt like I was in trouble with my mom when everybody would call me Susan. And so started using Suze because that's what people close to me used. And then I actually ended up making it be my official name. So I've actually done the legal name change to Suze. Because I was just like, I'm done with feeling like I'm in trouble. Isn't it interesting how we have these little associations, they're associations with things. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. All right. Well, we were before the break talking about this worthiness piece and kind of where, you know, abundance has been coming in, and we may have deflected it in the past. And I'm just wondering if there's any kind of coaching that you can give people around that you'd like to just share.
Well, coaching in general is to take a look at what you're feeling and feel that, but not to hang on to it. No, don't go into the victim role. And I could have easily, when I was laid off a couple of weeks ago, I could have easily have gone to, oh no, what am I going to do? You know, I have a place I'm renting. I've got to pay my rent. I've got to put food on the table. And I could have gone into that fear mode. And I just took a couple of deep breaths. I felt the panic. And then I just said, okay, universe, give me some signs that, you know, give me a sign that this is all going to turn out okay. And I got home, and the first thing was I got into my email and I started reading my newsletters that I get from everybody, you know, and it was like every one of them talked about abundance flowing into your life. And I was like, okay, this is a good sign.
Yes, it's interesting. As you know, I pick a word every day, and my personal word today was opportunity. And some people who get 365 might go, well, that's the one I got. That's because the one that you got is probably my one from last year on November the 6th. Cause that's how I write them as I go back through my journals. But my word today was opportunity. And what I do is I hold in my mind kind of what's coming up for myself today. You know, what's happening today? What's on my plate? What's on my radar? What are my goals in terms of my big visions about what I want to do and what will support me the most, or if there's something that's in the way of it, let me know. And so when I did that, I got, the word came up was ordeal. And I was like, okay, what's the opposite of ordeal? And it was opportunity. And interestingly enough, I was at the permission stage with it, Sue.
Wow.
And it was like, and this is, I'm sharing this with you and with others because people all think that I have it all figured out. But here's the deal. I had opportunity figured out at maybe a grade 6 level. And this morning it was like, okay, we're going to a bigger field. You're going to have to expand that. And it was interesting because I last night looked and went, there's so much happening. It's all so good. You know, I had just written that newsletter and it was like, okay, and how do I make this not feel like it's so big? And how do I move forward, not just with those tiny little steps, but maybe a bit bigger strides? And that's where the ordeal opportunity piece made sense this morning. And so I walked myself through the permission I give myself. And this is what I wrote in my journal. I give myself permission to perceive every experience, situation, and task as an opportunity to move in the direction of my dreams. I'm free to switch all events and circumstances into opportunities to support my goals and dreams. And I'm excited by all the opportunity in my day to day. My life is filled with opportunity right here, right now. And I am succeeding. That was my journal writing this morning. Well, then interestingly enough, I got into my email and I have a couple of places that I get, you know, inspirational quotes from, and one of them is Bob Proctor's site. And so today's one that he sent out was, the will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare. It's a quote from Bobby Knight, who's a basketball coach. And I don't know who Bobby Knight is, but I really liked it. I wrote it down in my journal right under that little writing that I did around that. And I thought, that's really interesting. Then I went to my desk calendar, and I have Louise Hayes' day by day desk calendar on my desk.
Yes.
And today's is, I earn an excellent income doing what satisfies me. I know I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. And I was like, okay, yeah, opportunities.
And that really rang true for me too this morning when I read that one. I was like, wow.
How did she get into your bedroom in Ohio and my bedroom in Calgary and write exactly what we needed today?
You know, I'm always open to receiving those, and I get them from Dr. Robert Holden from Hay House and a couple of others. So when I open, that's how I start my day, is to say that I get started with that upbeat, you know, here's how I'm going to go forward.
Well, and of course, there is the 365 Repattern app.
Right.
If people have not tried it yet, you will like to go and go and sign in, because for the month of November and December, it's 99 cents.
Oh,
and for that 99 cents, you'll get everything back to January for this year. So you'll get the whole year's worth of stuff. So you're welcome to go back and read and write down and work with whatever works there. But because it's towards the end of the year, and because January, we're going to start a new one. So people who have the subscription for this year will be renewing the subscriptions in January. And I'll be sending out notes to remind people about that. So don't worry, it's not going to just stop. But, you know, what I find is that, well, here's one thing. We can't have it hold on to the 365 days is really pushing the max on the capacity of the app, along with the fact that all of these radio shows, there's like 100 hours of Flip Your Switch radio shows that are available with that app too. So that's why we switch it up and make the, you know, 2014 version. Now we'll have the 2015 version, and it's different each year. Because I go through, as I say, I go through my notes that I just wrote now, and I write them from that. So, you know, maybe I want to make a note that maybe next year on November the 6th, it'll talk about opportunity. Just never hurts to revisit. So that app is 99 cents. And if you're looking for it, it's the number 365, like 365, like the number of days in the year. Isn't that clever? 365 space RE dash pattern. And if you put that into your app store, whether you're on whatever platform you're on, smartphone or Android or iPhone or Wii phone or Mi phone or whatever those things are all called, that's how you'll find it. The number 365 space RE dash pattern, 365 re-pattern. And it's just a great way to start your day off and to just kind of set. Today's word was harmonious. And so it's like, you know, how can I be in harmony with things? And I usually take that word and put it with the word that I pull for myself that day and put the two together. So today was harmonious opportunity. When you and I were on our coaching call, I went, hey, here's a harmonious opportunity, because I know you're expanding your practice. And so I thought, well, this would give you an opportunity to have a recording where, you know, people can get a sense of the work that you do.
Yeah, that I just was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is so wonderful. And I had to let Stephanie know.
Oh, how fun. So I'm going to just, you know, practice what I preach here. And you do the coaching around helping people deepen it. And I said, you know, I'm in grade 5 and willing to go to grade 6. And heck, if I can excel and go to grade 7, because Sue Jameson's going to help me with some coaching. How about helping me expand to a greater level of worthiness?
All right. So the way I look at life is I think every experience is here to give us a gift and a lesson. And so when you look at opportunity, you can make it small or you can make it big. And so we're going to look at it to make it big. So take an example of a recent opportunity that you, and I have one in mind that I've seen from you on Facebook. So,
Well, why don't you just pull that one out? Cause.
Okay. It's where you were going and taking and working with, a business advisor type planner or something, you know, mm-hmm. for Facebook. And I was like, yes, that's what I wanted to see. You know, that is taking it from, cause you were on Facebook and you were sending out notices and everything, but it was like they weren't, they're pumped up now.
Mm-hmm.
And I share them all the time. You know, it's like, this, I love working with Suze. This is wonderful. You should try this.
Yeah.
And nice. I share them. So, I mean, it's really, that was taking an opportunity to say, I can always learn more and make it better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Cause I, you know, and it used to be that I didn't want to bug people. I didn't want to bother them by, you know, nobody cares what I'm thinking.
You know? And and is that small?
Yeah, that's pretty darn small. Yeah. And, you know, I moved through that. I'm not there anymore, but I was there, and not that long ago. I was like, you know, do I really want to do this? And so, yeah, so that was an example. So let's take another example. Because some of you know, I was down in the Baja last year, exploring business opportunities of bringing some groups down to the Baja to do some studying. And I live in Canada. So when I met Noelle Chansey, and she was on my show last December when I was down there, when I met her the year prior, and she was really excited. She knew of my work from Hay House and didn't realize that I'd moved over to CTR, so was excited to be able to follow me over here. I went down there and you know, we put some things in place, and the intention was for me to go back this year. And everyone knows kind of what happened. Well, maybe everyone doesn't know, but the Baja got really hit in September by a nasty hurricane and flattened a lot of things. And so I hadn't been in contact with people because the internet stuff had been a bit iffy. And I just kind of thought, okay, well, we're just going to write that off because I don't want to, you know, they've got enough going on down there and, you know, who knows what. Anyway, so she contacted me the other day and said, hey, you know, I've got internet connection again and let's chat about. And so let's expand worthiness into, you know, believing that people will want to come down to the Baja to work with me. And she's a Kundalini yoga coach and we're going to put some other people together. But it was interesting because my first thought was, I'm really happy to come down there. I'm not sure if any of my listeners or clients would want to do that. And I mean, it's really like, that's, I know intellectually that that's silly.
Right? Absolutely.
Because I mean, for one thing, I live in Calgary. It's going to be minus 20 in like February and March. Of course, people would be interested just like I am. Let's go someplace warm and learn something. But yet I've got that little, you know, who am I to think that people would want to do that? So maybe can you coach me through some of that?
All right. And what I do is a lot of times pull on my experiences. And one of the things that I did at one point in time was I would do tandem bike riding with my former husband. And when we would take these vacation trips. And one of the trips that we did was we were on the Delta Queen going down the Mississippi River from Memphis to New Orleans.
How fun.
And this was shortly after Katrina.
Mm.
So it was maybe a year after Katrina. And he was like, the guy who set up the tour was like, you know, I'm not sure about New Orleans because I'm not sure what kind of, you know, people they'll have and things like that. But he decided to go ahead and move forward with it. And what ended up happening was that was really the best part of the whole trip because the people down there were so happy to have tourists coming back. Mm-hmm. And so we were the sign of hope for them.
Oh, I just got a whole body shiver on that one. So I'm going to just throw in some repatterning here. I give myself permission to be the sign of hope.
I give myself permission to be the sign of hope.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for repeating that so I can hear it again. I give myself permission to put something together that provides a sign of hope for the people there. Yeah.
It feels really good.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Because it was just, you know, and that's interesting because as you were telling me that story, of course, we had a huge flood here a year and a half ago. And we had some friends here in September from Australia. And we were wandering around and we took them to some of the places that had, you know, the flood damage. And they were fascinated to see how powerful nature is. And there's something about seeing that kind of puts things into perspective in an interesting way. And so, you know, seeing how communities could come back to life and how powerful nature is.
Right.
You know, and we're part of nature, so we're powerful.
And part of that trip was we did a bus tour through places, you know, the devastation and how it was still a year later. Things were still in not the best shape. I mean, they're still recovering from that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just happy to have us there. And it was like, well, okay, you know, we're going to go for this and we're just going to make it as upbeat as we can.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for a choice statement here, which is I can choose to stay small, to use your words. I can choose to stay small or I can choose to put together a sign of hope. And when I put it that way, it's pretty obvious which my choice is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that fun? Yeah. So this is, like, you know, people are hearing me doing what I do. This is what I do in my head. Okay. So now I'm free to be, I love that sign of hope. I'm going to write that down under my journal right now, sign of hope. And I'm putting it on the page where it's ordeal to opportunity, right? Oh, isn't that interesting? All right. I am free to move that ordeal into an opportunity and be and provide a sign of hope for the people there and an opportunity for people to go and see that power and find hope for themselves in it. Yeah, because
yeah,
that's what happened
really
to you on the bus trip, right?
Yes.
You kind of went, oh, wow, if these people can do this, I can, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Yeah. Neat. Nice. Okay. Well, here I am being a sign of hope. Watch for the posting of the dates of this. coming up.
I will, because I was interested when you went down there the first time.
Ah.
I was like, oh, I'd love to go that time of year, you know, because, you know, yeah. I'm in the Midwest and we get the nasty weather. Our worst is usually January or February. So,
yeah, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, when I met Noelle and she said, you know, would you consider coming down here? And I just looked at her and I said, I live in Canada. Like, if you invite me between the 1st of November and the end of March and you live in the tropics, the answer is probably going to be yes. It's really not all that hard of a decision, but it's interesting because in our conversations and she was saying, you know, how about February? And I was like, oh boy, you know, March or April might be better for me. But now I hear you say January and February and I'm like, yeah, you know, because what do we put these things, you know, well, it's going to take time. Well, we're in the year of the horse. Things yes. gallop, things happen quickly. People make decisions.
And my intuition is telling me to recommend that you use the word hope in your flyer or your when you're putting out the information about this, that somehow hope is worked into the title of your.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sign of hope. But as soon as you said that, I got that whole body kind of, you know, that shiver yes. that goes through. I don't know how to spell, but you all know what I mean by it. Yeah, nice. Okay, well, thank you for that. That's amazing. Really, I always say to people, belief repatterning is an and also. It works just fine on its own, but when you put it with something else, it's so powerful.
Well, and for me, it has opened up my intuition because I used to have a lot of doubt about it. And now I know that as long as it's loving, upbeat, and positive, it is my intuition. And mm-hmm. so I just listen to it. And as you were talking about the coaching and you're like, okay, and you're talking about Baja, and my intuition is putting this memory right back in front of me. And I'm going, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but, you know, I just trust it and go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, and do you mind sharing with the listeners a little bit about what your belief repatterning journey has been? Like what, you know, because people always say to me, should I read the book? Should I do about it? Should I do this? Should I do what, you know? And what was your, how did you follow the path along?
Well, I heard you on Hay House because at my former job, I could listen to Hay House Radio the whole day I was working. And so I heard you on there and I was very fascinated and I loved the energy of the show. And I was like, okay, and I'm a book person. So I said, I've got to get this book. And I wasn't too far into my divorce process when I connected with your book. And so I started out as I would go out for a walk in the afternoon, and I would use it to help me release some of the feelings that I was caring still about running into him and his new wife, you know, and so it was like, okay, you know, and I forgive myself. And I would be walking along talking out loud to myself.
People all over the world are muttering to themselves. I can see the headlines now, but it works.
It did. And I could start to feel it shift, but it wasn't enough. And I was like, okay, I'm going to connect with this woman and I'm going to start working with her because I know she can clear up a lot of this crap I was still carrying.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, thank you for that. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just thank you for connecting because it's been a wonderful connection and has built up over the time frame.
Yeah, it has. And it's interesting because like in today's session, one of the words that came up was a word that came up last time. And I was like, wow, you know, it came back again. And I was like, I didn't think I was finished with it the last session. And so that walk away came back up again, and it was like, okay, we're taking it even deeper, which was like your opportunity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I just wanted to mention before we close it, because as you know, radio time, it's like, poof, there it is, gone. And we have just a few more minutes left, but you did the Flip Your Switch course. And so what's the difference between, in your mind, between reading the book and taking the course and doing one-on-one coaching? Can you...
Well, it gives you more practice. it gives you a wider experience than just your own little world and trying to work through it in the book. When I did it with just the book, I had a lot of doubt. Am I doing this right? Am I got the right statements? You know, that type of thing. So it just expanded that to a much deeper level.
Mm, great. And so I was offering to give a free seat in our upcoming Flip Your Switch, which is a $99 value. We didn't have anybody call in. And my guess is because one of the gals who does call in frequently is Jimmy. And she said, I just get so fascinated listening. I don't want to interrupt. You know, we love when people interrupt, but we are getting close to the end. And so I'm afraid we're not going to be able to take any, not I'm afraid, but there's no time to take callers today now, but I'll be back next week and I'll take callers then. And you can get a hold of Sue by contacting her at
suejamison.com. There's a contact page on my website and you can reach me there, or you can reach me through Journey of the Soul fan page on Facebook.
Great. So Journey of the Soul fan page, and Sue Jamison is S-U-E. Jamison is J-A-M-I-S-O-N.
Yes.
All right. And .com. And
.com.
Yeah. And you work obviously by phone and by Skype and.
Yes. Maybe. Any way I can get the business.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because people say to me, you know, do you work by, how do you do this on Skype? How do you do this on the phone? And I said, well, listen to the radio show. You'll hear. It's just energy and it moves. So
it does.
Now
it does.
We have about 4 minutes left and I heard you say when I got laid off, and I would like to help you do a reframe on that piece.
Absolutely.
So what other way could you describe? Okay. So yes, you got laid off. That's a fact. People say it's a fact. Yes, it is a fact. But how else could you frame that experience to be a little bit more positive than laid off kind of puts us in a victim place, right?
I was given an opportunity to expand what I can do with people.
Breathe that in. Yeah. That's way, way, way more life-giving, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So when my company found that they were going in a direction that was different than my direction, and now I have the opportunity to explore what that is.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. Those kinds of things. So that's great. Well, I so appreciate you calling in today. Not calling in, but joining me on the show today. And hope that listeners will take a look at that Journey of the Soul page. I loved the show, being on the show with you guys. And I listen in occasionally and just really find it fun and uplifting. And is it available? Is it podcasted?
We do it through Blog Talk and it's archived. So yeah, they can go in and find older shows, or they can just listen to us live. We're live on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern. So everybody has to do the math from there, and it's called Journey to the Soul. And so Stephanie generally does the readings and you do the coaching piece.
Yeah. She's like, well, I just want to do the reading and then turn them over to you.
Nice.
I was like, okay.
Nice. It is really fun to do the tag teaming. And I so appreciate and value that you were able to join me today. Any kind of last minute thing that you want to tell folks about your experience with repatterning or?
Well, I just think if you're ever given the opportunity either to do one of your online group courses or an individual session, I find them extremely valuable and I recommend them to people all the time.
Well, and I appreciate that so much. You know, we're starting up a new thing in Calgary, because this is where I live, with a meetup group, and beginning to start up some in where some of the other practitioners live as well, where people can just come together that are of like mind and either experience the technique for themselves or just ask questions, get a bit of an insight on it. And so the next one, if you're in the Calgary area, and if you're not in the Calgary area, rest assured, we are expanding, and if you would like me to come in and do one by Skype or Meetup, like by using the technology, we can do that as well. But our next Meetup group, we're doing it every second Monday of the month at Self Connection Books in Calgary from 7 till 8:30. There's a $10 drop-in fee, and I'm going to give you a little secret. That is, if you decide that you want to book a session or take a course, I'll take that $10 and apply it to that. I'm just doing that to allow people to support the rental of the room. And if you are wanting to do some more work, we'll just apply it to that. So that's an opportunity for that. And as I say, if you're someplace else and you'd like to do a meetup and you'd like to have me be part of it, technology's been invented and we can make that happen. So looking forward to it. Thank you again so much, Sue Jamieson, who is an intuitive life and soul coach and who just helped me with a really wonderful piece. And I am so excited about being a sign of hope to the folks in the Baja and getting my toes tanned and in the water at the same time. Always fun. So we'll be back next week. And sorry, go ahead, Sue.
I just said it sounds like fun.
Yeah, great. We'll be back next week. I don't know what the topic's going to be, but if you've got an idea, I would sure appreciate if you would go to the Suze Casey author page and send me a note. Or you can also send a note to info@belieffreepatterning.com. I'm Suze. You've been listening to Flipping the Switch. Big gratitude to Sue for joining us. And today's topic was, ouch, that hurts my eyes. The light's so bright, I got to use my shades. You take good care. Remember, you can and, in fact, already are repatterning anything you choose. Take care. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.